Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest moments in the games. The biggest voices in sports. The heartbreak.
Because the MRI showed that that I have to retire.
The celebrations. It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
I realize when Cody dropped that title, I'm going to have to replace that audio.
Well, there's a rumor that there's going to be some big change this weekend at the main event.
Yeah, they're really trying to promote the hell out of that. I don't know if I need wrestling's on Saturdays again, but I am also touching 40. It's not like I go anywhere, so maybe I'll have it on in the background.
It'll be perfect. We're gonna. I do bedtime on Saturday. Obviously, I'm not really home during the week, at least at night. So I do bedtime with the boy on Saturday, and instead of reading him books, we just watch what's on TV. And he likes wrestling, so we'll be able to watch wrestling. We would watch the Bucks in the NBA Cup semifinals. They're gonna play the Hawks, but I think Thunder versus the winner of Rockets Warriors is gonna probably be the nighttime game. I don't think the 2021 Eastern Conference Finals rematch of the Bucks and Hawks is juicy enough to not be buried in the afternoon, but we'll see. We will see maybe later tonight.
Now we can actually start the Bulletin Blitz. I promise you, everybody, that was not part of it. Let's start off with the Eagles.
Should I not have done that?
No, it was funny. I enjoyed it. I just don't know if anybody outside of us actually did.
Do you think people are dying for us to play cuts to react to? I can't just talk my talk.
It's kind of the premise of this segment. It's pretty much what we're supposed to do, and we never have enough time to pull any of them.
We're not supposed to do anything.
I guess.
We decide what we're supposed to do.
We did invent this, so. And by invent it, I mean rip it off by like 500 different shows doing this exact same thing.
Maybe that's how we make it different. We actually never get to any bulletins.
And that was your Bulletin Blitz. I'm kidding. You faded the music out, so. Jalen Hurts. A lot of drama between him and A.J. Brown, reportedly. Remember, this was Brandon Graham that was getting all the drama popping. Mm-hmm. So a lot of voices in Eagles land talking about the situation. Let's hear it straight from one of the horse's mouth. Here's Jalen Hurts on his relationship with A.J. Brown.
Jalen, there's been a lot of talk this week about your relationship with A.J. Obviously, off of what Brandon Graham said. Just wonder if you want to offer any clarity on the situation.
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
Did you two talk after Brandon's comment?
We've spoken. I think in the end, Brandon, B.G., we're calling him Brandon, B.G. knows he spoke out of place, and he knows that.
None of this needed to be a story. The Eagles are being talked about in a way that they didn't need to be talked about. A lot of us are now pointing back at BG. That's short for Brandon Graham, if you didn't know. But if the Eagles say everything is fine, then everything is fine. Everything seems to be fine. They're winning games. Was it 9 in a row? They are winning games. So I think the only reason that we're giving more oxygen to this than we normally would is because the Eagles collapsed last year.
Exactly.
We are after a great start. Yeah. They collapsed last year after a great start. So if there's any sign of trouble, we're thinking, oh, no, is the same thing going to happen again? And that's why this one was a little more interesting than maybe it should have been.
I will make this one of the biggest stories to close out the year. Hate the Eagles. But we have a football game. It'll be on by the time
Well, you probably should. You and all your Giants fans tried to make the Saquon Barkley bad hire. You guys were wrong on that one.
We'll get to the Giants dumpster fire in a little bit. But there will be a football game tomorrow. It'll be on air by the time we get on air. And it didn't make any sense because they actually get broadcasted. We are on air. Here is Sean McVay on one side. He's the head coach of the Rams on playing a divisional rival on a short week.
Guys established some good momentum, some things that we can certainly learn from. And it's, these are the opportunities that you love in the NFL. And, I don't know if it makes it easier or worse, but there is a familiarity. And this is what's the next game on our schedule. So here we go.
I think if you're going to have to play somebody with just 3 days rest, it's going to want to be a team that you know their tendencies, you know their weaknesses, you know their strengths, but also they know your weaknesses and they know your strengths. So these days in between, these 3 days are very important. We've been hitting the ground running, but we feel confident we're going to put out a good effort on Thursday night. We can't wait to get into it.
Not your best one.
Not my best one.
Not your best one.
Well, I think I'm a little stuffed up.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that. I was sick a couple days ago myself. So here's Kyle Shanahan, other side, 49ers head coach. There's been some drama in Mr. Locker Room as well. Debo Samuel posting things, taking things down. He wants more targets. So Kyle Shanahan spoke about Debo Samuel wanting said more targets.
Well, Debo and I talk every day, so I mean, I understand Debo saying that. Debo wants to help us out, and the only way he helps us out is getting the ball more, and we'd like to get it to him more, and we'll continue to work at that.
What did I say the number was? He's got 85 receiving yards in the last 4 games?
It's not what you want.
No. I mean, I don't necessarily tend to approve of the behavior of some of these receivers when they're not getting a lot of targets, but it's almost the point of why is Debo even out there if you are going to get 80 yards from him in a month. They got to do a better job of getting him the football.
If you have Debo and you are in the playoffs, start him. That is going to be a squeaky wheel situation. Conversely, bench Juwan Jennings. That's what I'm doing.
You want to know my stealth move that I did?
Please.
I'm in a league with a kicker. I cut Jake Elliott. I picked up Justin Tucker.
Yeah, no one was holding Tucker during the bye week.
But still, Justin Tucker, if the Ravens are going to go down with that ship, I'm going to go down with that ship.
Yeah, enjoy your 4 points a week. Hey, I'm walking over here. Everyone's favorite stereotype, Tommy DeVito. He's going to be the Giants' starting quarterback again. Drew Lock is hurt. DeVito spoke to the media, says he's not surprised about getting another chance to start.
It's been kind of a little bit of a crazy situation this whole year with everything that's gone on. So there's almost no surprises at this point. So you just got to stay ready. And whoever's out there, whatever number's going to be out and ready to call, to be called, we're going to go out there and support them. And right now it's me, so I'm going to go out there and play for everybody in the locker room.
So a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about Tommy DeVito getting a start. Should it be Drew Lock? He gets hurt. Then it's Drew Lock. Now he's hurt. Now it's DeVito. In that time, I completely forgot about Tommy DeVito. I forgot he was a thing. And now we get to see him again. And they are just going to get... I mean, you need a get-right game? Oh, Baltimore salivating over this one. Come 1 o'clock Eastern Sunday afternoon. This is going to be... I mean, I might have to give you one of my picks of the week already. What's the spread on this one?
Not if I beat you to it.
70?
It doesn't matter. If it could be Ravens by a million, I'll take it.
16!
That's too low. I think get it now before it gets higher.
I think this is the highest spread of the year.
Very possible, because I think the worst ones I've seen, or the biggest ones, have been Panthers involved, and that's been 12.5.
Do we have time for one quickie?
We'll squeeze one in here because I just want you to kill this guy. Here is future former head coach for the Saints, Darren Rizzi, says Derek Carr's injury is more likely to be week-to-week than it is a day-to-day situation.
This will be a day-to-day right now this week, and really I think it's going to end up being a week-to-week. The way it looks, it'll end up being a week-to-week situation with him.
Okay, you got to stop playing Jason Kelce soundbites when you say you're playing Darren Rizzi soundbites.
I would love some Buffalo Wild Wings right now.
We're sure that wasn't Jason Kelce?
It's 1,000,000% Darren Rizzi, unless Jason Kelce is now coaching the Saints, and I wasn't aware of that.
All right, so, folks, now that you have in your head Jason Kelce, if you could hit that one more time and people envision Jason Kelce.
This will be a day-to-day right now this week, and really I think it's going to end up being a week-to-week. The way it looks, it'll end up being a week-to-week situation with him.
That's Jason Kelce. That guy does a podcast with Travis Kelce every week. That's Jason Kelce.
New Heights with Darren Rizzi.
Did Darren Rizzi ever explain why he took all of his anger that he's ever accumulated over his whole life and took it out on a rookie punter on a play that got called back? Or are we just forgetting about that?
Oh, he's acting like that never happened.
Great.